Good morning, everyone. This is Bill Sisson, President of the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the call this morning. As you know, the Chamber is continuing to do our best to be the response team that you need as our business community during COVID-19. And these daily conference calls are certainly one of the important ways that we're trying to keep you informed with up-to-date and pertinent information for you and your businesses. Today we have a very special guest, Sandy Stimson, Mayor of the City of Mobile, and also have George Talbot with him, who is the Director of Communications and External Affairs for the city. Please remember that this is a muted call so that we can eliminate background noise due to the large number of folks calling in today. There will be an audio recording of today's call so that you can go to mobilechamber.com to download it later, and we, of course, suggest that you share that with those that could not be on the call this morning. One other thing, if you have questions during the mayor's comments, please email those to me at bsisson, that's B-S-I-S-S-O-N, at mobilechamber.com. And we'll do our best to collect those and ask those questions to the mayor after he finishes his comments. So thank you so much, Mayor Stimson, for joining us this morning. We certainly can't thank you enough for your outstanding leadership during this pandemic. We at this time would like to turn it over to you, Mayor.
So thank you, everybody, for joining this morning. Hope you had a good Easter, obviously the most unusual Easter in our lifetimes. So as we are trying to catch back up after Friday to find out what's happened at the hospital, number of cases, now, there's still information coming in. Typically, it's about an hour from now before we really every day have a grip on what has happened the previous day. We do know that the COVID cases are still rising. Last week we ended up on a strong note as far as the number of people being tested. Synergy Labs continues to be the hero of the COVID crisis as far as I'm concerned in the city of Mobile with what they did to requisition the antibody test and then coming online with the PCR test, which is the nasal swab. I believe they did 192 tests on Friday, and that's up from 170 the 2 days before. They're trying to position themselves so they can do 250 every day and do a one-day turnaround. I think they're almost there, which is hugely important. When we were getting a 7-day turnaround or an 8-day turnaround on testing, you just were dealing with dated information. And as of Friday morning, in conversations which occurred actually Thursday afternoon with all the hospitals, at that time we were still in good shape as far as the capacity at each hospital. I've not received an update of how many patients they took in over the weekend, but I know that it had to have increased some. But, I think part of the idea here is that when they talk about flattening the curve, part of the flattening the curve is to make sure that you don't overrun the capacity of your hospitals. And when you talk about overrunning the capacity of the hospitals, it's really have you overrun the capacity of the ventilation units? So right now, I think that we're in good shape unless something's changed over the weekend. We had excess capacity, but we don't want to bump it up to where we're full, because those that go on the ventilators obviously are the most dire. And I think everyone knows this, but there are a lot of people that can test positive and go home and just self-quarantine because they're not sick enough to be on a ventilator. And obviously there's some, as you've heard, that have contracted the virus, don't have any symptoms, and completely recovered. So anyway, we will, as more testing, especially the antibody tests, become available, there'll be more people just in the general population that are tested. But right now, the only way to be tested is to be part of a special group like a first responder, a healthcare worker. That's for the antibody test. And if it's the PCR test, which is the nasal swab, you have to be symptomatic. And you have to go through a questionnaire with vetted by doctors in order to be tested. As y'all know, we've, you know, put a curfew in. The county, excuse me, the city council has given us the ability to write tickets instead of having to arrest people to bring them downtown. That's a big deal. Appreciative of them doing that. We have ratcheted it down in the past on the big box stores. We were at 40% capacity, and we dropped it to 20, and that's still too much. We're getting ready to take more stringent measures. I don't know if anybody's been in a Walmart or Target, but when you use the numbers of 20% capacity, there's still not enough social distancing. So we're working on the way that we go about doing that. And we want to do it not just for the city, but for the county, for the Walmart and Sarah Land Sims. And so this will be a collaborative effort between the county and the city to do that. And we will probably not just ratchet down the number of people that can be in the store. We're probably going to request that they close everything in the store except for groceries and pharmaceuticals because there's just too many people, and we don't have control of the social distancing. This morning we had our first call with the Unified Command. Unified Command structure has been formally stood up, meaning that Dr. Ischel, Masiria Ludgett, and myself, we are the incident commanders for the city, the county, and the county health department. We will meet every morning at 9 o'clock virtually and go over things that we're individually and collectively doing to fight the spread of the coronavirus. Obviously, all another thing that we've done is all public events have been canceled. You know, we've closed all the community and centers and rec centers. All of the city's non-essential employees, and I think other non-essential employees, but most of the companies, you know, are working remotely. And, you know, every day we spend probably 3 or 4 hours, depending on the day, with different groups of people, whether it's the 10 mayors from the largest cities, or it's the Unified Command, whether it's the mayor's task force. So anyway, lots of information being shared, trying to determine what are the best practices, what can we copy that somebody else has done in order to inhibit the flow of the spread of the disease. Last week, we recognized that the care of the homeless had fallen through the cracks. All the agencies that typically provide services had gone home, except for the Salvation Army. Salvation Army was being overwhelmed, so we stepped up and created some places. There's now 3 locations that are being manned by the Salvation Army, and with some city supplies. From a sanitation standpoint, portalettes and hand washing stations, which is hopefully will the Salvation Army will be able to find the necessary volunteers to help the food distribution, and just grateful that that they're still engaged in the battle. The state of Alabama had been wanting to stand up a auxiliary hospital at the Mobile Convention Center. And it would be stood up by the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers would then determine how to man it, became kind of controversial because the manning of an auxiliary hospital typically would come from the hospitals in the area, meaning they would be cannibalizing our hospitals, which is not something our hospitals want to have to experience. So we're looking at maybe the Waterfront Rescue Mission as a smaller hospital facility. You probably could have 50 beds in there if you needed overflow. And the convention center, the idea was you'd stand up 140 initially, but you could go to 500 if necessary. Right now, we don't think that the numbers warrant that. We certainly think that we have the ability in Mobile County, at least the CEOs of the hospitals think that they, hope that's a hay fever cough. We're working through that process right now. And by the next couple of days, we'll know what we should do as far as standing up that hospital. We have done preliminary assessments on the financial impact on the city. As y'all know, the largest part of our revenue is from sales tax and other consumer-oriented taxes. We're anticipating out of a $23 million revenue stream every month, or income stream, that's going to be cut by $10 to $12 million. And based on the reserve we have, if those numbers were static and didn't change, we have, about a six-month run before we would go through the city's reserve. Once we've gone through the city's reserve, and actually before we go through the reserve, we'll start to take more drastic actions and curtailing expenses. We have already clamped down on expenditures. It's only COVID-related things. All items having to do with maintaining services such as garbage and trash pickup, and also maintaining the construction repairs to our infrastructure. The most important thing in my mind right now, and this is where the chamber could probably come in, is that a lot of conversation right now about how do we go back to work and what does that look like. I've yet to hear what I thought was something that we should completely embrace. I don't know that anybody will come up with the crystal clear plan for every community, but there are a lot of businesses. In fact, almost every business is really hurting right now. There is a finite amount of time they can hang on. Some have already passed that point, but we would love to have the chamber's input on, how do we open up restaurants? How do we start, letting people go back in the community and resume some sense of normalcy? So, having said all that, I'll be glad to, Bill, to turn it back to you to take it from here and tell me what you need me to do.
Well, thank you, Mayor, so much. I know you have very thoughtfully been working to balance the health and safety of the community with the economy, which ties to the health and safety of the community, certainly. And I agree. I think that, this is a collective effort in figuring out how this reopen occurs. It simply has to occur, but it has to be done very thoughtfully and carefully. I did get a question that came in. They were asking, it's really along these same lines, Mayor, what does restarting the economy in Mobile look like to you?
Well, Bill, obviously, the start to how do you restart it? People have got to go back to their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so it's just not a clear picture of how they go back to work. If you had an abundance of the antibody tests, you could you know, test a group of people that were at a certain business, and they could all go back knowing that they haven't been, you know, that they're not infectious, or that they've already had the disease. And on a perfect scenario, you would want everybody to have had the disease, develop a resistance to it, and go back to work, but that's a slow process. That's why we're uncertain about how to really start opening it back up. But we're having those conversations internally, but there's nothing I can put on the table right now to tell you that on a certain day that, you know, we're going to start opening things back up. I mean, and that may mean we're going to tell restaurants they can open up. We may tell the smaller retailers that they can open up. It's uncertain, but we want to be in sync with the governor, and we want to be in sync, and we want to try to find out from the other mayors, you know, what they're doing. At this point in time, there's been so much energy and effort and resources focused on stopping the spread of the disease, the social distancing decisions, that we have not spent the amount of time deciding how to open up to where we're ready to start pulling the trigger and sharing what we should do.
And that's all completely understandable. And I do think that the business community, many of you on the call, we all have to be working to figure out a plan on how we operate as we do make that transition to opening again. For example, the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, we convene as a large part of our mission. And so the way we convene, at least in the immediate future, is going to have to be different. So, I mean, these are the kind of things that we're all going to have to work together to figure out as we move forward. Mayor, I did get a question.
Bill, let me make a comment. You know, if every person on the phone call, you know, would write down, what is he going to do? How would he open his business back up? You know, knowing all the ramifications of being criticized by either employees or by the public, what would you individually do? What is your plan to open your business back up? And you can take probably 15 or 20 of those plans and come up with, you know, what does it look like from across the city? You know, because everybody's a little bit different. I mean, the banks are going to be different than the insurance companies are going to be different from the construction really hadn't slowed down. But the restaurants, you know, are a big part of what we need to determine how we do it. And the thought that goes through my mind, most restaurants, to make any money, you know, they've got to turn the tables at lunch or at dinner, depending on when they're open. And so when you say, well, let's just go put half the tables in there so you can assure social distancing, well, if they can't have the correct number of patrons in there, I don't know how they're going to continue to operate. Those are the things that are question marks, or some of the things are question marks in my mind. But if y'all can kick that around among yourselves, tell us what you think, then it would help us, you know, maybe set the direction and start shooting holes in it.
I think we can absolutely do that, Mayor. And, you know, I would just also challenge the people on the call that belong to associations and, you know, for their particular business sector. Any best ideas that you're hearing out there, let us know. We will collect all that information and we will put it in a plan that we can, of course, share with the mayor and other leaders so we can work together to make this work as we go through that transition. Mayor, I did get another question emailed. The question was why Lab People Stadium was chosen as a test site location. Mayor, are you there? George, are you still on the call?
I'm here.
Okay, Mayor, did you drop off?
I think somehow we got disconnected from the. I can give you a quick answer on that.
Yes, if you would, please.
That was really,
yeah, you're
the decision
on.
That was made in collaboration with USA Hospital, USA Health, and they initially we were looking at the grounds in West Mobile, and USA Infirmary decided they wanted to do it next to their diagnostic clinic on Hillcrest. USA liked the site at LAD because for a lot of reasons, logistically, it just sort of works. So we were just, the city was just there in a support capacity to help them get it, get the tents, get the equipment, get everything they needed in place. And so that's where it is today. We're just continuing to support USA at the LAD site.
Okay. And George, we did get another question that was asking, would the mayor be having his 3 p.m. news conference today?
Yeah, currently it is scheduled for 3 o'clock. Whether that's a full-on, we've been doing daily press conferences with the media or some type of a streaming. One way or another, we'll do a 3 o'clock update that will be on the city's Facebook page.
Okay, perfect. And I think I can ask you, George, this question too. And the mayor rejoined us. Mayor, are you back?
I'm back
with
on.
Us?
Yeah, I'm back on.
George,
sorry about that.
George actually answered a couple of questions that that had come in. Appreciate you jumping back on. There is one additional question I'd like to ask that came in. Just Mayor, when you're listening to your counterparts across the state, are there some things that you feel like we should be working on beyond what we've already talked about to implement here locally?
Phil, there's, if you're thinking, if the question really is pointed toward controlling the virus, there's not been something that I think that we need to be adopting right now, because there's been different levels of the curfews or social distancing objectives. So I don't know of anything at this moment, but I can tell you this, it changes almost every day. And so we'll be having another call with the 10 mayors pretty soon, and there may be something that we find that we need to be adopting.
Okay, yeah, certainly just let us know if you feel like there's something that the chamber could be doing to assist. Certainly. Those are all the questions that I had emailed in, so we will go ahead and close this out. Mayor, again, thank you so much for spending this time with us today, and thank you for everything that you're doing as you lead us through this pandemic. Again, this call is recorded, and it will be posted on the Chamber's social media channels and on our COVID-19 response page on the Chamber website. I thank everyone for calling in. And again, thank you, Mayor Simpson. Have a good day.
Thank you.